Hi, and welcome back to the Childhood Development Initiative's Restorative Practice podcast, where we talk all things RP. For this second season, we resume visiting communities and organisations to collect stories from practitioners around Ireland. We talk to young people, teachers, lecturers, youth and community workers, and restorative practices trainers to gather their insights on the impact of RP in their life and work. Each episode is focusing either on a place with several voices or on a practitioner. If you are not familiar with restorative practices, the restorative approach, the restorative questions, and the work CDI does, you can listen to the first episode of season one of our podcast series where it is all explained.
Hi, I'm Dorothy Danu, Restorative Practice Quality Specialist for CDI, and I'm delighted to be back on the road for this second season of Circles of Connection. This episode is hosted by a group of lovely young practitioners from Cabra for Youth in Dublin, Charlie, Sophie, Jasmine, April and Brianna, and you'll hear also their project leader, Mary Carroll.
Hi, we are a group of six girls, age 11 and 12, and we are coming to Cabra for Youth every Tuesday and Friday.
On Tuesdays, we do restorative practice, and on Fridays, we do a mixture of things like cooking, arts and crafts, face masks and meditation.
Today we are hosting CDI podcast, A Circle of Connections, and you will hear about RP in the youth service.
First you'll hear our opening circle, then we'll interview Mary and you'll hear about the training of RP we did earlier in the year.
So we're going to start with our normal check-in. So I'm Mary. My energy today is about a 9. And my favourite pancake topping is... well, we said we could have more than one, right? Lemon and sugar.
My name is Katie. My energy is about a 7 and my favourite pancake topping is plain pancake.
My name is Sophie. My energy level is about a 7 and my favourite pancake topping is chocolate and strawberry.
My name is Jasmine. My energy is a 9 out of 10 and my favourite pancake topping is lemon and sugar.
My name's April. My energy is probably a 7 and my favourite topping on a pancake is lemon and sugar.
My name's Charlie. My energy is about a 7 and my favourite topping on a pancake is Nutella and strawberries.
My name is Megan. My energy level is a 7 out of 10 and my favourite topping is Nutella and strawberries.
My name is Brianna. My energy level is a 10 and my favourite topping is chocolate.
My name is Dorothy. My energy level is a 12 right now. And my favourite topping on crepes is Nutella.
Hi Mary, thank you for taking part in this podcast. Please can you introduce yourself to our listeners and talk to them more about youth service?
My name is Mary Carroll. I'm project leader in Cabra for Youth. We're a youth project based in Cabra. We work with young people aged 10 to 24 in our UBU project and 8 to 18 in our youth diversion programme. I've been project leader for the last year and I've been a youth worker in Cabra for the last 13 years.
Why were you interested in restorative practice with young people?
I suppose the main part of our work is building relationships with young people, and relationships being at the heart of everything we do made restorative practice really interesting to me, because I suppose it helps us to build and sustain our relationships and deal with conflict or harm when it arises. And I thought this was a really important piece of working with young people, because we can see the benefits of having really good, positive relationships with young people and the work that we can do with them as a result of those relationships. So when we're working with young people, you know, conflict can arise either with a staff member or between two young people. And when we use things like the restorative questions, they're really accessible for everybody. All the young people, no matter what age group, can understand the questions. It keeps things very neutral, and it gives everybody a structure to kind of deal with conflict in a healthy manner in the service.
How long did it take you to train in restorative practice?
So I did a couple of different courses. I did an introduction to restorative practice, and then I did the facilitation skills course with the CDI. And then last summer I did the training of trainers course for the week with CDI. So I've done a couple of different levels as I've gone on.
What is your main learning from restorative practice?
Thanks, April. That's such an easy question to ask me. I think my main learning from restorative practice was around being able to connect your feelings to your needs. So how you communicate with people, because you don't realize sometimes how much you aren't explaining what you actually need or how you feel to somebody. And that was something that really opened my eyes about how maybe I ask things of people and maybe how I can be more restorative even in my everyday conversations.
Why did you want to train us?
A couple of reasons. I was really interested in how would you go about training young people in restorative practice, because I had delivered the restorative training with the staff here. And I felt that maybe it could be changed to make it suited to young people. You guys are a great group and you get on really well. And I think you already are very restorative in your approach. We just maybe don't know that that's what it's called. So I thought that you'd be a really good group to trial it with. I also think it's really important that restorative conversations particularly are quite easy for people to understand. And I think it means that you guys as young people can actually be restorative in your interactions with each other and you don't need an outside person to help you with it. So I thought the skills that you guys could build from doing the training would really help you in your everyday life.
We were in the Cabra for Youth today and we are based in the Bogies. We are a group of 6 class girls. We came together to learn about restorative practice.
We have been talking about how to manage anger, blame, embarrassment, feelings, and restorative questions. We did this over 7 weeks and we learned through role play, games and working together.
When I think of the programme, I think of restorative questions because when I'm in a disagreement, it's the first thing I think of because I've never heard of it before.
I remember feelings the most because it allows me to really get to the bottom of people's anger and I can really see how people feel.
I remember all the restorative questions because whenever I'm in a disagreement with someone, I always try to stop and think about the questions because it is better than saying whatever comes to the top of my head.
When I think of the programme, I think of blame because I know it's very easy to blame people.
I think of the roots of anger because I never thought of anger this way.
I've been more conscious about how I talk to people because I don't know what they're going through.
I've been trying to look after people when they feel embarrassed and different feelings because I've been trying to relate on how they feel.
I've been looking at two sides of the story when I'm in an argument with somebody because I know it's very frustrating when somebody doesn't listen to you.
I've been trying to stay calm when I'm in an argument and when people are talking, I try to listen to them because it's very frustrating when they don't.
At first I didn't really get the role plays because I didn't really know what I was doing, but then Mary kind of explained it to me and showed me like what it was all about.
Me, Mary and Jasmine chose a role play about when a teacher doesn't listen to you or doesn't understand you and what you're trying to ask.
Mary played the role of the teacher and me and Sophie played the role of the students. We sat down all together and started having a chat about the teacher not listening to the student.
We used our restorative questions that we had been practicing on and it made the conversation much easier. It happens a lot at home and it happens a lot in school, so that's why it stuck with us a lot.
I learned that you have to really look at both sides of the story. I mean, like, when I was just doing a talk with my teacher, I just think of my perspective, but I also have to think about my teacher's perspective as well because she has feelings as well.
We have more conflicts in school than in the youth club because we spend more time in school and sometimes in school you can feel under pressure because you're working on maths and English and everything and then your friends in yard, if you're having a row with them, it's hard to concentrate, so a little thing can push it over the edge.
So what was the thing you liked the most about the training and maybe something, not that you, well, if you disliked something or if you found it kind of challenging?
I liked watching all the videos and all and doing the role plays, but I didn't really like when we had to brainstorm.
I liked when we got into feelings, like feeling embarrassed, I thought was very cool. And I didn't like brainstorming as well.
I liked doing all the games.
I liked doing all the role plays, but I didn't really like doing like when we had to bring the cards home and memorize them.
It's easier here because like you feel like you can say like kind of whatever you want without people like judging it or anything. Because like if you're in school and you say something weird or something embarrassing that happened to you, you just feel like they're all going to laugh at you and all. But like if you're in here, no one will really like laugh at you or make fun of you or anything like that. Because you're obviously not going to get along with everyone in your class. Like some people might not like you and that's all right. But like most people in here might like you. Hopefully all people in here like you, but most people in here would, and they just like wouldn't say anything bad about you or say anything behind your back or anything.
There's less people in the U club, so if you do something embarrassing, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, and everyone is friends in the U club.
I feel like it's easier in the U club than school because there's people who can judge you, or you just get really stressed out. And but in the U club, you can just relax and do really fun stuff.
Everything that you say in the U club, like it stays in the U club. You're not allowed to go out and tell people. So if something happens in here, nobody will find out about it that's outside of it, because hopefully no one will tell anyone.
When we did the restorative practice in youth club, sometimes we'd have like a bit of a giggle because you're doing it with your friends and you wouldn't really expect it to have like fight with your friends. But obviously it's all right to fight with them, but it's not likely to happen. But definitely when you're in a fight with your friends or in a fight with anybody in general, you definitely think to yourself.
Like in school, people are always like judging you and like talking about you behind your back. But in youth club, you're all like friends and all, and like no one would like even think about saying anything behind your back or anything.
I think I've really used the restorative practice quite well. I don't really say it out loud, but I do think it after I have a fight. I think about what happened. Oh, should I say sorry to that person because I was in the wrong? But at the same time, the other person was in the wrong as well. So I think we should both say sorry. So I've really used it in my head more than I can speak with it.
Thank you so much to all involved. It was really a pleasure and a great privilege to get to work with these amazing young people. I hope you can feel a bit the positive and caring atmosphere in the group and in the service. We had 3 sessions to record the podcast. We ate pancakes, we had fun, and also a good few serious conversations. And I always left the place with a smile and a lot of admiration for the work done by the team and the young people.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our show.